This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
I am ready to charge forth in pursuit of my mythic destiny. I can't even get time off work to do it.
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Persimmon Country Club. Join Dirt and Sprague June 6th for a day on the course. Secure your tee time now at 1080thefan.com.
It's PGA Championship Week on Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, somebody correcting us, a couple people correcting us. And I didn't know this.
I didn't either.
But that was, so the Stephen A. Smith, Devin Booker thing, that was the wrong Devin Booker.
So that Devin Booker plays basketball Europe, because he said something about like a game in Istanbul. I thought he was just like kind of like sticking it to Stephen A.
I did too.
I guess he tagged the wrong Devin Booker.
So Stephen A. Smith tweeted, "I have never been more wrong." Oh, look at that. "I can't believe how great the Dallas Mavericks look and how pathetically awful the Suns look. CP3 and Devin Booker have been no-shows. I can't believe it." And Devin Booker, the guy who he tagged in the tweet, got back and said, "I didn't know I was supposed to show up. I had a game in Istanbul the same day. I'll be ready next time." So apparently that's a different Devin Booker.
It is. So
that would make sense.
Yeah, both a basketball player, though. So
nice job, screaming A.
Douche.
Well, somebody was asking this question. I think it was like, it was one of the golf follows that I have. They were asking a very fun sports question. And I will ask you. And it was a clutch question, like millions of dollars on the line, final play, right? Mm-hmm. Who do you want? Patrick Mahomes on 3rd and 9. Jordan Spieth to get up and down on the 72nd hole. Mm-hmm. Steph Curry 3 in overtime. Or I think the other one was a Ronaldo free kick in the 90th minute.
Ronaldo, that's the easiest one.
Except I looked that up and he hasn't made a direct kick in 3 years.
Well, I guess
in
I guess that's not a penalty kick, right? Free kick is something different.
No, free kick. Yeah.
Free kick.
He hasn't made one since like 2007.
I was thinking a penalty kick and I was like, oh, you go with that one. They made like 70% of the time.
He's made one. Well, I was looking at the
And Ronaldo, not known like Messi is, as being one of the elite free kick takers.
All right, let's take Ronaldo out and let's put Luka 3 in there.
All right, run that by me again.
Luka, Curry, Spieth, Mahomes. Clutch. We're talking about clutch here.
I think Mahomes on 3rd and 9.
Final play.
Is pretty sexy there.
Who you think's going to get it done?
Curry? Steph actually in the clutch doesn't have the same numbers as you would think.
Honestly, well, he's a 43% three-point shooter.
Yeah.
If you want to play the odds, it's Jordan Spieth, and it's not close because those guys get up and down. Like I don't know what his scramble percentage is.
I bet it's really good.
It's really good. It's going to be way more than 43%.
I guess it'd be more like if, you know, you're standing on the 18th hole and you need a birdie, right? Like that'd be a little more.
Who
would you want? Who I want is Damian Lillard.
For a birdie?
I don't think there's a player in the NBA that I would want on the last shot more so than Dame. He's just proven it time and time again. But in that, I think I'm going to go with Luka.
Curry.
I want the ball in 77's hands.
Yeah.
Boy. Well, that, and I love the fact that he's 6'7 and not 6'3.
Right.
I think it's a lot harder to, and this is why I love his game so much. Unlike some of the other guards, look, we know that, you know, whether it's Lillard or Curry or whatever, you can get guys on them that bother them because they're small guys. Luka's a legit 6'7, right? It's hard to guard a guy like that, especially when, you know, that not everyone that's playing him is indeed 6'11. So I like Luka in that situation.
Here's a fun stat. Did you know that there's only one player left in these playoffs who is 6'10 or taller that plays over 25 minutes a game?
Really?
Yes, really. I wouldn't tell you if it wasn't true.
That's odd.
Is it? Or is it? Is that? Does that say something about where we're at in the NBA?
Maybe it says something where we're at. Although, you know, Williams for Boston, he's hurt, right? So he would be over that.
Would it be Bam? Is he over?
No, Bam is not 16. You know who it is? It's actually Maxi Kleber, the from Dallas.
Really?
And he chucks threes, right?
Yeah. Huh. I wouldn't have. That's a very odd stat. But yes, it does feel like the game is changing. Right. I mean, it's.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, they've got Bam 6'9".
They got Bam 6'9". Yeah. You just don't have these, you know, you don't have the 7-foot behemoths in the middle anymore. A lot of the people think that that's dinosaur ball. I mean, Ayton was one.
Williams also 6'9".
He's only 6'9"?
Yeah. And he's in there. I think he's going to play.
Yeah.
I don't know how many minutes he averaged. I mean, you got to be a starter or a major rotational guy. 25 minutes a game.
I just thought he was taller than that. So Ayton would have been the last one, and he just got bounced. And now all of a sudden, right, there's a big fat question mark on whether Ayton, do you give him the max deal, you bring him back to Phoenix, or do you let someone else give him the max deal?
Well, how tall is Giannis? How tall they list? He's like,
I think Giannis is 6'11". Like 6'11".
Yeah, right. And so he's out.
Yeah.
Durant's out. Ayton, you mentioned him. Mm-hmm. Gobert, you know that.
Jokic is out.
Jokic,
Embiid
yeah.
is out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. So that's an interesting thing. Like, I mean, I don't think you're saying that Giannis doesn't apply anymore.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the guys like Ayton and Gobert, boy, you better be really damn good, or else they are going to run circles around your inability to guard guys outside of the. You know, I mean, outside the paint.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can render guys like, this is why no one likes Rudy Gobert anymore. Rudy Gobert is a really effective player.
But he's a one-dimensional guy.
But he's a guy who can be rendered completely useless, and that sort of happened with DeAndre Ayton. As a matter of fact, it's interesting. You look at that series with Dallas, I remember, you know, when the series first lined up, they're looking at Ayton going, well, how does Dallas manage Ayton? Like, that's the mismatch right there. That's the guy that should be it for Phoenix. By game 7, he played 17 minutes.
Yeah. Well, and I guess supposedly there's now the thing floating around. They asked Monty Williams after why he didn't, you know, why he only played the 17 minutes and not in the fourth quarter. And Monty just dropped the, it's an internal matter. But I guess there was something to the effect of that, you know, they were having a disagreement and he flat out asked him, do you even want to play? And the rumor going around is that he looked right at him and said no. So he sat his ass down.
Well, they were getting their ass kicked.
Yes.
So, and I, you know, some of that's on Chris Paul. I feel like that's where, I mean, I think you got to give loads of credit to Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you would think that should have been all series long, that should have been a giant advantage for Phoenix.
Right. And I'm not saying that the X's and O's of it was Chris Paul's fault. I'm saying that the mentality of that team a lot of times reflects its leader, and that's Chris Paul. Chris Paul, that is his team, right?
Yeah.
He's the veteran. He's the guy showing Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton how to go about their business, and it's just interesting that that's the team that absolutely melted down. I think you got to give Dallas a lot of credit, but I just think there are a lot of teams in the NBA that fight back. Like, they never let it get to 60 or whatever it was, 50 points. Yeah. I mean, they just flat out quit.
Yep.
And Ayton quit, and that's why Monty Williams benched him. And I think that has a lot to do with the leadership of the team. You know, look, Dallas just came out and ran circles around him. And I think it was like, I don't know, they were up maybe 15 to 20. At that point, you get usually a team with good character bows up, right? Like, you're not going to let that. I mean, it doesn't mean they're going to win, but you're not going to let this get to 50.
Yeah.
And the Suns did.
Yep.
And that tells you a lot about their makeup, because that right there is the coach of the year, man.
Yep.
That's Monty Williams. He knows what he's doing.
Yep.
That is really, really telling about what is in the makeup of the, not only the Suns, but I think also of Ayton. Like, I don't want to blame all Chris Paul for the way DeAndre Ayton acts. And they've had problems with DeAndre Ayton before.
Well, and he's just so, it's so up and down. I'm looking through his game log here, right? So if you want to go through against Dallas, right? I mean, he had a 25-point night, went 12 of 20. And then the next night out, he goes 3 of 6. And then there's a 6 of 12, a 7 of 12, a 9 of 13, then a 10 of 16, and a 2 and 5. Like, you get some nights where, you know, when you're going 9 of 13, keep feeding the ball, right? And then there's other games where he just completely disappears, and And I don't know, and I don't know if, like you said, do you blame them not getting him the ball? Do you blame him for not being engaged? But that should be a giant weapon in a series like that. And he just ended up not being a factor in that series when push came to shove.
To be fair, you could also credit Chris Paul for helping him become the player that he is.
Yeah.
You know, because Chris Paul, say what you will about him, he is a veteran that knows what the hell he's doing out there, right?
Yeah.
And DeAndre Ayton's come a long way since Chris Paul has been there. So, yeah. You know, you got to be fair about this. It was just one game. I mean, everybody expected the Suns to win it. But I think the shocking thing is not that they lost. It's just how it went down.
And this is a good point. Someone said, are you sure that's not Nurkic's stats? And I think that can be the real frustrating part with a lot of these bigs in the NBA. There are games where you watch these true 7-foot bigs like Nurkic, and there is no answer for him. Right there, just this dominant force, and you're like, oh God, why doesn't he do this every game? But you get it like once every four games, and it's really weird. It just feels like the bigs in this league anymore, the true 7-footers with the exception of Embiid and Jokic, doesn't it feel like it's literally a coin flip and what the hell you're going to get on any given night?
Sometimes I've watched them and I felt like they get a little bit off their game if it's a smaller guy defending them. Like, they're used to the bigs banging bodies with them, mm-hmm. but if it's a guy a little smaller, they've got way more room, but then they freak out because they don't know what to do with it. How many times have we seen Nurk, like, have a 6'6" guy on him, and he just airmails a layup because he tries to rush it, where in reality he could just push into the paint and get a dunk.
And as Rob pointed out, they get stretched out. You know, someone goes out and they're forced to play outside of the paint, and I think that throws...
Well, that's all Dallas does.
Yeah.
It's just shoot threes.
Yeah, we're just going to bring you out here and make you feel really uncomfortable on the one end.
Yeah, it's really interesting, the NBA. I would say, as a longtime NBA hater, as you know I am, this is pretty fun, and I'm normally like a traditional guy, like, the big guy is what matters, but it's a different archetype of big guy, right? Yeah. The DeAndre Ayton is more Greg Oden style than he is Giannis, right? I mean, he's better than, obviously, Greg Oden and more athletic, but guys like Gobert, you know, this happened with Hassan Whiteside. You saw that closely when he was in Portland. Yeah. Like, he's just, I mean...
Yeah.
You may like he'll put up some stats. You may like his output at times and in certain games against certain teams. But the reason Miami got rid of him is that in the playoffs, teams can just take it. He's completely useless, and that's why Gobert is going to get shipped out of there. And DeAndre Ayton has a little bit of that, like the archetype of the 6'10" guy. Now the big, the true big that makes a difference in the NBA is guys like Anthony Davis. Yeah. And Giannis.
Embiid and Jokic.
Yeah, they're big, but they're also kind of guard-like.
Yeah,
you know?
You're athletic, you can shoot, you can put the ball on the floor, you can defend out on the perimeter. And
it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
It's damn fun to watch. And we've got four teams left that are all team-oriented. I mean, it's just great. The super teams are out, and nothing but teams are left that play hard on both ends of the floor. And it's great to watch the coaches go at each other, X's and O's wise, and the matchups. It's just really good. Yeah.
This is a much better version of the NBA.
Look at the NBA.
Well, give them credit, man. We all love to bash the NBA.
Well, like I said, I'm a longtime NBA hater.
Yeah, and the super teams and all
this
that.
This is great.
This is great.
This is great. Also, Dinwiddie and Luka, first teammates since Kobe and Shaq to score 30 or more each in a game 7.
Oh, all right. Well, that's a fun little... Also stat.
That Dinwiddie trade, you know, that was a great little move.
Yep.
And nobody talks about it because it's just Luka.
Yeah.
Everybody talks about Luka, but Dinwiddie is awesome.
And it was one of those that was not for a star, but it's been by far the most impactful one when you look at kind of the landscape of these four teams remaining.
Well, and they got rid of dumbass Kristaps.
They got rid of Porzingis, and that supposedly was the greatest addition by subtraction. And, you know, it brought you a guy, like you said, who just dropped 30 in a game 7 off the bench.
Well, that should give you hope as a Blazer fan. I mean, they don't have quite a Luka.
No, but you got a Lillard.
What the Mavericks did was they got rid of Carlisle, who we all thought was a great coach, but it turns out Carlisle was an ass and they didn't like him. They, you know, they got rid of that, and they got rid of a sourpuss player. I mean, it was a good try to get Porzingis and throw him in there with Luka.
I thought when they went and got Porzingis, I thought it was a stroke of genius. I was like, absolutely.
A credit to them for punting on it when they knew it didn't work.
Yeah.
And now look at them.
Much better version.
Very interesting. More on them coming up, but it's time for our Stock Watch, what we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports on The Fan.
Primetime Stock Watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, it is time for our stock watch, as you may have deduced based on that open there. This is put together by our producer, the indelible Mike Lynch of Mike Lynch fame. And here he is.
If I was getting ready to start up a franchise, I would take Luka Doncic over any player in this league. And I know that's saying a lot. You got Jokic, you got Embiid. You have all this great talent in the league. The league is in great shape, by the way. You have all this talent. None of them can do what Luka Doncic can do.
That is Derek Harper. Now, probably a little biased. He is a Mavs reporter, but he says that he would take Luka as the best player in the league right now. We are kind of in a little bit of a vacuum for best player in the NBA. As LeBron ages and KD had a weird year, people are saying, oh, who's the new best player? Is it Jokic? Is it Giannis? Is it Luka? Buy or sell, Luka Doncic is the best player.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In the NBA.
Nah, it's Giannis. I mean, I don't think we're in a vacuum. To me, it's Giannis, and I think it's Durant. And I think that's one and two. I mean, Jokic is incredible, the two-time MVP. Again, Embiid, Luka. And so I get you take age all into that consideration, but Giannis, I think, is only 27. Giannis has proven that he can take a team to a title, and he's done it without a great supporting cast around him. I mean, his second-best player is Chris Middleton. And even without a second-best player, he took Boston to seven games. And I just love his downhill approach. I love the way he plays defense. His shot's gotten better. So, no, Giannis to me is still the best.
I, too, would say Giannis is your number one player in the NBA. Luka closing in, though. Probably top five, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
I mean, if you go Jokic, Giannis, Steph's probably still in there.
I still say it's Durant.
KD. Yeah. So there's four. Mm-hmm. So then you throw Luka. There's your top five. Am I leaving anyone out?
Well, I mean, you got Embiid in there. I mean, it's all up for debate, but you're in that. You're in that category. I mean, the difference between four and seven is razor thin, and yeah. So it belongs in that conversation.
So you'd go out just outside of the top five looking in? For me, maybe Embiid. You'd have Tatum.
But, yeah, I mean, he's rising. But, again, if you're taking age into consideration, I think I would – if you're saying I was starting a franchise, I would take Giannis 1 and I would take Luka 2.
Yeah.
If Luka, I was starting a franchise.
Luka is going to – the scary thing about Luka is he's only 23. Mm-hmm. 3 years from now, he's going to be even better.
Well, and that's Giannis, right? The last couple years, we've seen him physically take his game to a new level. And to me, he's just a new version, a more athletic version of Shaquille O'Neal. He's just too big and too strong, and he gets going downhill. It's ridiculous.
Look, there's no excuses with Chris, okay? I mean, it's five times now he's had a 2-0 lead, and he's blown it. I mean, there's no excuses. He played awful. He was terrible. I mean, listen to what Pat Bev said about him this morning. I mean, Chris has been great for the Phoenix Suns. Let's not dismiss that. He's been great. I mean, he came here. He helped change the culture. The Suns owe a lot to Chris Paul. But his inability to get this team to win a championship this year is going to hurt his legacy a little bit.
That's not New York Sports Radio, despite the accent and the name. That is Arizona Sports Radio, John Gamadoro, talking about Chris Paul. Of the star players currently in the NBA, buy or sell, Chris Paul is the most unclutch of all of them.
I mean, I don't know how. I don't know how you could say it any other way.
Unclutch.
I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. I mean, he has participated in overseeing some of the great collapses in NBA history. So, well, I love Chris Paul. He's a top 5 point guard of all time. But the numbers don't lie. At some point, he's got to accept some blame for this. And this was another bad one because it was a complete no-show in Game 7.
Might I offer James Harden?
Ooh, I stand corrected.
Well, I mean, Chris Paul has more of a history than Harden, right? At being unclutch? As I said, five times blowing a 2-0 series lead.
I still would rather, if you told me it was a Game 7, I still take Chris Paul to show up over James Harden. James Harden shot twice in the fourth quarter in the biggest game of their season. And Harden's just, he's a coward. He really is.
But I think Paul has more of a history because he's just been to the playoffs
more.
But I think if you've made it equal, Chris Paul and James Harden playoff appearances, I think it might be Harden that would wilt more.
That's pretty good.
I don't know. I'm looking through here. Like, I'm trying to think of who else would even be in that conversation. And they're just Westbrook.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
But I just think that, I think he's just a flawed player. I don't think that's a unclutch thing.
Chris Paul has everything you could want, and he just hasn't been able to do it when it matters the most. I said, what if you had Chris Paul and James Harden on the same team? Ooh.
And Russell Westbrook. And CJ McCollum.
I don't know if it all goes into, I don't know if you get to a 7 game in that scenario.
Well, you're going to look at the teams with cap space. A team like, let's say, for example, Oklahoma City, a San Antonio, Portland. Teams who could create enough cap space to go out and sign them. But also, the discussions of a sign and trade, meaning teams who maybe don't have the cap space. And if Phoenix decides they want to get assets back for DeAndre, and they don't want to match an offer sheet and either decide to pay him that max or allow him to just leave for nothing, which I think is what they won't do. There'll be a lot of conversations around the league. DeAndre Ayton's going to get a max contract in the marketplace somewhere.
There's Woj talking about Ayton's market. He is a restricted free agent, so Phoenix can match any offer that comes in for him. He also mentioned the sign and trade. You heard Woj mention Portland as a team who has the cap space and the assets to potentially make something like that work. This will not be a buy or sell, but a pick your poison.
Oh.
DeAndre Ayton or Yusuf Nurkic.
Oh, I'd rather have DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah, me too.
You know, but if you told me that I had to give up a top pick to go get DeAndre Ayton, hard pass.
Well, let's ignore the sign and trade. Let's say you offer him a contract that Phoenix doesn't match, or you offer Nurk the new contract that they're bandying about.
Well, Nurk isn't going to get a max deal. Ayton, you are going to have to sign to a max deal, but I think cap space is largely irrelevant. Look, if you come down to it, and I get, how old is Ayton? 23
or something.
23 or something, and what's Nurk? Oh, look at where Nurkic is at. Oh, Nurkic has to be a little bit older than that.
Like, what, 28?
Yeah, 27? I will take Ayton. Between the two, Ayton, Nurkic, both can be a little bit moody, both can be a little temperamental. As long as Lillard's fine with it, because I know Lillard has a great relationship with Nurkic, I think you go to Lillard and say, hey, we got an opportunity here. Is this something you're interested in? As long as Lillard signs off and wants to work with him and you get into this culture and maybe light a little fire under his ass, I'll take it.
Well, the problem is Suns have a pretty good culture.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. That we're,
and you're still battling a little bit.
Well, you're battling a lot. He got benched in game 7. So, I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of DeAndre Ayton. He's kind of scary for that reason, but Nurkic has a hard time staying healthy. I would definitely take DeAndre Ayton over Yusuf Nurkic. What I thought you were going to ask was, would I take DeAndre Ayton or a top four pick?
That's what I was thought.
If the Blazers get a number top four pick tomorrow in the NBA draft lottery,
I'd rather
and
have
that.
Top four.
I would rather have the pick.
Yeah.
Now, if they get the 6th pick,
yeah.
Now you're
in that.
You're debating.
I'll if you get 6 or back, sure, give me 8. But you get one of those top four,
I still may take the draft pick.
I'll roll my dice with whoever you're taking.
Shot back to Goodrow. Goodrow dangles. Yes. Goodrow out in front. Lindholm shoots. Save Ottinger. The rebound to Goodrow. He shoots and scores. It's over. Johnny Goodrow wins it in overtime.
Well, you heard it there.
Johnny Hockey.
Overtime winning goal for Johnny Gaudreau on the Flames as they
love
beat
Johnny Gaudreau.
The Stars. Buy or sell hockey.
What? Come on. What an unfair question. Of course it's sell. What?
What's the question?
I gave you my answer. I will say this. Jake Ottinger, who was the goalie. I know that Rop was thinking this exact same thing.
I can't stand Jake Ottinger.
That is as good a performance as you will ever see in a losing effort. And the only reason that Dallas, who was nowhere near as good as Calgary, was in that series was because of the Otter back there. And I felt bad. I wanted Calgary to win because I want the battle for Alberta. I want Calgary and Edmonton, by the way, go Oilers. But
go Flames.
Get bent. But to watch
go
him,
Commanders.
To watch him stand on his head. What do you have? I think 59 saves or something like that.
Didn't he have a similar performance earlier in
yes,
the series too?
He was the only reason they were even in that series. He was amazing. It sucks that they had to lose, but that is one of the things I love about hockey is you can have a team that has no business being on the ice. And yet one guy like that can change the course of a series. And he was just phenomenal. I thought he was going to steal that game from him. So the answer is hockey, yes. Go Warriors.
You guys probably don't know this, but it's called standing on his head.
Mm.
Yeah.
The goalie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they call it. You probably don't know that, though.
I wasn't familiar with that.
How do they stand on their head?
That's what they call it. You know, like they're standing on their head.
But why, though?
Yeah. So it's like, cool. So here is the Stockwatch. There it is. It's over.
That's it.
It's over. We present you No More Stockwatch today. It's brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, and child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. 1-800-DIVORCE is the phone number. Phone questions answered at no charge. Things are getting weird at Arby's in Vancouver.
Well, haven't they always been a little weird at Arby's?
Not this weird.
Not this weird.
That's next on In the News. Here's Mike.
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Persimmon Country Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hot 5 at 5 is coming up. Another oddity in baseball. This isn't odd, though. The Mariners are losing again.
And apparently they dominate the Mets.
Right now, though, it is May 16, 2022. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Hello. Thank you. Carbon neutral. Thank you very much. Ladies, please. Today is Love a Tree Day.
Oh, I do love trees.
No, love a tree.
A specific tree?
Yes.
Now,
do you have a favorite tree?
I do have a favorite tree.
Me too.
Like in your yard or just a favorite tree in
general?
Doesn't
have to be in your yard.
Oh. But I'm saying there's the difference between having like a specific
type of tree? No, I'm saying a tree that exists that like in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Place. Yeah? What is it?
I'm going to go with the Japanese maple, Bob.
No, I'm saying where's your favorite Japanese maple then?
Like, I thought we were talking type.
No, like a tree that exists.
A tree that exists.
That you walk by or it's in your yard or it's like on a golf course or you're like, man, that tree is super cool.
There is one. There is a really cool oak that I'm so jealous of, and it's about maybe 12 blocks from my house. I walk by it almost every day, and I don't know how old the thing is, but you can't put your arms around it, and it must have about 15 different offshoots from the trunk, and it is stunning. And I walk by it, and I love that tree. I'm not going to say that I would make sweet, sweet love to it, because I think that'd be very chafing and quite frankly weird. It would probably get me arrested. But whoever owns that tree, I do not know who owns that house, but...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They have themselves a magnificent tree, and I see it all the time, and I love it.
It is also National Mimosa Day. Did you drink a mimosa today?
I did not. I don't mind a mimosa, but, you know, that's one of those, like, I have to be, like, you have to be at a brunch for me, and I don't order one. Usually someone just makes you one.
Well, yeah, and, like, you can't, who has, like, just, you know, champagne open laying around? Yeah. You'd have to open a bottle, and then when you open the bottle, you're like, well, nah, I should drink it.
I feel like I have to be like a middle-aged white woman and, you know, be out with like 17 of my friends.
Well, you are white and middle-aged.
Yes.
But unfortunately, you're not a woman.
I'm not a woman, nor do I have 17 friends that all go to brunch, but, you know. When's the last time you had a mimosa?
I get them every now and then. Yeah, it's like Vegas, you know?
Yeah, there you go. Vacation.
Yeah, exactly. Things are getting weird at Arby's in Vancouver. This is right off of 205 there.
Mm-hmm.
104th.
I have gotten a...
shake?
A roast beef. They have shakes?
Yeah.
The only reason to ever go to Arby's is a roast beef sandwich. Don't order anything else.
Not though. A shake?
No. I didn't even know they had shakes.
Even that, don't order a roast beef sandwich from Arby's.
You know what?
Look at Mike says, go to Arby's, but don't order anything.
The roast beef sandwich at Arby's in a, you know, there's definitely a mood, and it's simple. It's, it works. I like a solid roast beef. Now, I don't get them very often, but.
Are you sure you didn't have a milkshake from this Arby's?
Just roast beef.
You're positive?
Positive.
Like 100% positive.
I never order a milkshake.
Damn.
Has anybody that you know gone with you and gotten a milkshake at
kids?
That Arby's?
Now, I will tell you this. I have a friend of mine whose wife is in charge of like all the local Arby's. She's like the grand poobah.
She's on the hot seat right now then because
I know.
Did you see this story?
Oh, I saw it. I saw it.
A child porn investigation took another disgusting turn when Vancouver police officers found a video of a man urinating in the milkshake mix at an Arby's restaurant in Vancouver, Washington. He's peeing in there. Can't. He's the night manager at the restaurant. And he did admit to urinating in the milkshake mix for sexual gratification at least twice.
Well, how are you going to deny
sexual gratification?
Yeah, I guess he turns him on.
Yeah, and then
he's horny for the milkshake mix.
Look, at least never mind. I was going to say at least he wasn't doing something else in the milkshake mix, but
well, he probably has. Police found.
How great is it, though, that it was a child pornography thing that led to you getting caught doing God knows what in the milkshake mix?
I don't know if great's the right word, but well, I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
I get what you're saying.
Like, of all the stuff that you could get caught.
Police found no indication that Arby's or other employees were aware of the incidents. The Arby's spokesperson, which may be your friend's wife.
She is in charge of all of... She would be in charge of this Arby's.
She called this employee and his actions unacceptable, but they are alleged actions. We have taken immediate action with the franchise group who terminated the employee and is fully cooperating with the authorities on the investigation.
Yeah, so what they did is they suspected him of having child pornography and then they searched his computer.
Yeah.
Now, I did not see... Did they find child porn?
Don't know.
But they did find the video of him... And here's the thing. If you are going to do whatever into the milkshake mix, why are you videotaping yourself doing it?
Actually, they did. He said he admitted to downloading and distributing child porn, says here.
Well, go to jail for forever and have fun because I'm sure they're going to treat you real nice in prison.
Yeah. 221 Northeast 104th is where that restaurant is located. And investigators want to know. See, this is... I always love these. Okay, so I'm going to read this line to you.
Yeah.
And you tell me if you would have any idea if this is true in your life, right? It says, investigators are seeking anyone who bought a milkshake at the 221 Northeast 104th Avenue restaurant on October 30th or 31st. I mean, would you know that? I mean, maybe you could go through your bank or something.
Yeah, you could probably go find your statement. Yeah.
If you eat at Arby's regularly, maybe you... I mean, I guess maybe you could figure it out. Like, to me...
See, he said at least. So those 2 days, okay, but in reality, at least means he's done it tens of times probably, right?
He said twice.
He said at least twice.
I think you would at least have a rough idea if you would have drank a milkshake at Arby's. And then if that's the case, yes, then I do think you've got to...
Then you look at the dates.
Then you look at the dates, you go into the, you know... The bank account.
Then you fake a receipt that it was Halloween night and you drank his urine and you sued the bejesus out of him.
By the way, have you seen a photo of what this man looks like?
No.
Boy, it's...
What's his name?
What was it? Steven Sharp. Take a look at...
I'm going to look him up.
Take a look at... Just Google Steven Sharp Arby's and see what pops up because it's...
I picture him super fat.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't know about super fat, but just take a look. If I showed you a picture of him and I said this man was arrested and he's a manager at an Arby's, I believe that within three guesses, that's him.
That's him.
I believe within three guesses, you would say that he did something into the milkshake mix.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Straight out of central casting
there.
This
man is a manager at Arby's. What did he do? I think you would have gotten urinated or something else into the milkshake. I also think you would have gotten some sort of sexual harassment. I'm not sure if you would have gone right for the child porn, but I feel like that too, just from looking at his photo, is somewhere in his wheelhouse.
He has his hair braided.
Yes, but only the very front of it.
Right. Is that him? I'm having a hard time finding a picture because a lot of different Steven Sharps are coming
out. He's got the braids.
That's him there.
You sure that's him?
That's him.
Okay.
Yeah, it says right here.
Because underneath it is a picture that says Vancouver Police and it's a different guy.
No, it's this. I mean, it says right here that Arby's manager, you know, and then his photo below it. So,
would you drink that milkshake if it meant you could sue Arby's? You don't. No guarantee.
No.
No guarantee. You know. You are getting any money.
Yeah, I'm good.
Really? I mean, you probably wouldn't taste it.
I don't know. I just...
Sterile. Don't you,
huh?
I said it's sterile.
Sterile. Yeah, Bear Grylls drinks it.
I
picture a big vat. I don't know. I would need to know how big the vat of milkshake mix is.
I'm guessing it is a pretty big...
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm in.
You're in?
Yeah.
For the big Arby's money?
For the opportunity to sue Arby's, yeah.
Rop is getting free roast beef for life. He's like, done.
Now, oh, that's
God
another one.
God forbid you try any of the horsey sauce. Don't do that.
If they gave me free, what'd you say? Free what for
free,
life?
That's just free Arby's for life.
Yeah, see, if that were the reward,
pass.
I'm out. Don't need that. Not interested. Although that would be good to, like, you know, my kids coming into town on Saturday. And immediately, I was like, oh, no. Our bill, he's here for like a week and a half. Like, bill is about to go through the roof.
You just send him to, and he's like, Dad, hey, Arby's again? You're like, shut up. You know what I had to do to get you this?
That's
you know
right.
what I had to go through?
That's right. Woo! Not one, but two people hit by the MAX train over the weekend.
Oh.
So there's that again.
Yeah. I'm looking up, man, because I was not hit by the MAX, and I was not shot. So my weekend was good, because holy God. Did we have a weekend across this fine country of ours?
What are you talking about?
Oh, well, you didn't see any of that? Just,
no.
Not one, not two, not three. I mean, criminy sakes.
Portland has a national champion, Jason.
I do?
Yep. And I will tell you who it is.
Is it Stephen Sharp?
Next on The Fan.
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by Persimmon Country Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, I have one more story for you on today's In the News. I am your loyal host, the noted newsman. Now, I was teasing this by telling you that Portland has a national champion. We do. This person won a national championship. Can you...
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Guess in what event or genre?
Extreme urban camping.
That's a good guess. Stick with the Portland theme.
Stick with the Portland theme. The burning of courthouses.
oh, no.
Trying to think of what else.
Best composter in the world.
That's a good guess, too. I'm liking these. Keep going. It's not right, but keep going.
Trying to think of what else.
National champion of growing a beard.
That's pretty good because they do have beard.
Yeah, so we're some sort of
championships.
We're some sort of craft beer championship.
Okay, you're getting closer.
The best beer.
You're getting closer.
In the world.
This is a person though. One person won this.
One person.
Yes, she / they.
Oh yeah, use your pronouns correctly, you ass.
Well, I did. Why did you have to call me an ass? I am being very careful here.
I apologize.
Their name is Morgan Eckroth.
Okay.
And they won the United States Barista Competition.
Oh!
She is the best barista in the United States, and she's from right here in Portland.
How do you...
Or they.
How do you win? How do you become the best barista?
Well, they have a big... It's a three-day competition.
Huh?
And you make, I would imagine you make coffees and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Like when
and there are judges.
You get labeled the best bartender in the world.
Right. And you have your own drinks. And,
okay.
So she is a barista. They are a barista at Keeper Coffee in Portland, Oregon. Mm. And they are a content creator under the handle of Morgan Drinks Coffee. They have been working in coffee since 2017. And they won last month the U.S. Barista Competition.
Oh.
I believe they are now moving on to a new job in coffee because what with the social media and now the the awards,
the celebrity,
they are moving on up the coffee ranks.
Martin, I'll tell you what, Morgan looks exactly what you would think. She's just very poor. Like if you said, hey, this is the barista from Portland that won the best barista, you'd be like, yeah, I can see that. And not in a bad way. She just has a very Portland look about her.
They. This says, when not working behind the bar or making videos, you can find them reading and writing fantasy while hanging out with their two cats.
Oh, yeah, I see it right here.
Fun fact, Morgan has played classical violin since they were 8. So, real go-getter. And hey,
they have
no Stephen Sharp.
No. They have a whole Steve Jobs tactical turtleneck thing happening for them as well. I don't know what makes you the best barista in the world because I don't drink coffee, but...
Congratulations is in order.
Congratulations, and you have a lot of photos of your cat on your social media page.
All right, the Hot 5 at 5 is coming up next. That is in the news for May 16, 2022. NFL, we got a player getting paid today and a couple of other NFL tidbits. That's going to be the dominant sport that we speak of in the Hot 5 at 5, and that will be next. On the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.